in the differential diagnosis, we are going to keep the other erythrodermic forms of autosomal recessive congenital ichthyosis, which are non-syndromic. We'll also keep the Omenn syndrome, ectodermal dysplasias with eczema, inflammatory peeling skin diseases, and SAM syndrome. For the investigations, we can go for the different investigations like sequence analysis or detection of the lecti levels in the lecti antigens in the epidermis, which will be greatly reduced. On the biopsy of the skin, there will be psoriasiform changes like psoriasiform acanthosis, parakeratosis. Beneath the stratum corneum, there will be eosinophilic material, and in the stratum corneum there can be subcorneal or intracorneal separation. In the microscopic examination of the hair, trichorhexis invaginata can be seen, but this feature cannot be seen before first year of life. Especially to visualize this, we are going to take the sample of the eyebrow hair. Ultrastructure analysis will show altered lamellar body secretion and loss of corneocyte adhesion. In 90% of the cases, the diagnosis can be confirmed with the SPINK5 sequence analysis.